This is the Real Talk University podcast, where your hosts, Andre and Christian, explore success stories outside of the classroom.
What is going on, Real Talk fam? Welcome back to yet another episode of the Real Talk University podcast. This is already episode 10 of this season, and you know, we're just continuing to plow forward. Continuing to push the envelope, continuing to do interviews that hopefully bring you guys immense value or help you in some way, shape, or form. And again, that's why we do what we do, is to relay this information and these stories and these important values and lessons learned from these prominent business leaders and entrepreneurs to help you guys in whatever situation you may be in currently, because most of these guys were most likely in that situation as well. So today we're excited to bring you guys Justin Caballero. He also goes by the name JCab on social media. You guys might recognize his name. And if you haven't, you're going to by the end of this interview, because JCab has done a lot of amazing things out there in the entrepreneur space. And most notably, he's the founder and CEO of Social X Events. If you're in the entrepreneur space or on Instagram or social media, I'm almost positive you'd be aware of what Social X does. But if you aren't, it's basically the number one business and networking mastermind. They host events, masterminds, speaking engagements, webinars, you name it, with, you know, 7 to 9 figure entrepreneurs in the space that are really doing amazing things. So definitely check out Social X if you haven't already. They may have an event or some opportunity or mastermind in your area that you should definitely be trying to attend, because those networking events and those masterminds, I mean, for me personally, have made all the difference in what I've done in entrepreneurship over this last year. So take full advantage of any events like that. And yeah, so she shared a lot of knowledge. Not only did he found Social X, but he's basically been in real estate since he's gotten started in entrepreneurship. And he talks a lot about real estate, how college students can get into real estate with low capital, really creative ideas that I was really blown away by, that I'm definitely going to put into use myself. So tune in for that. And also how he basically started real estate companies with his dad, which for me is an end all goal. So it was a really cool interview, different perspective than we've ever had on Real Talk University. And now I'm going to go into the three main takeaways for this episode. So the first takeaway is to always be self-educating. This is something that Christian and I have been preaching since the beginning of Real Talk University, is to self-educate through books, podcasts, audios, YouTube, online courses, masterminds, whatever it may be. And Justin talks a lot about this in the podcast. He refers to his bookshelf in the middle of the podcast, just to name a few of his favorite books. So if you're looking for 2 or 3 books that'll help you immensely propel yourself forward in entrepreneurship and real estate, then be sure to tune in for that. And our second main takeaway is to take imperfect action. So rather than preparing for years, trying to come up with the perfect plan, the perfect action steps to get to where you want to go, just take action. Just start by doing something. You can't get anywhere without actually doing something. And even if you slip up on the way and make mistakes, it's all part of the journey. That's what every successful person goes through. They have to at least put plans into action, unless nothing will ever happen. So don't wait for things to come to you. Take things in your own hand and take massive action early on in the process. The third and final takeaway was a really cool perspective that Justin offered to us. Was a unique way to prospect and really, I guess, reach out to people of high level value or influence on social media, is by sending video DMs on Instagram. So Instagram DM is a powerful outreach tool, like we've talked about plenty of times in the past, but few people use it to its full potential, of course. And rather than sending a mass DM to 50 different leads in hope of landing a sale or a connection, Justin recommends that you tailor a unique video to each person. Obviously, it does take a little bit longer and you may not feel comfortable in front of video right at that time, but the personalized touch goes a long way for your conversion rate. So I would definitely give this a shot, see how it goes. It might not be for you personally, but like with anything else, guys, it's worth trying out, even if it's something that you're not comfortable with right off of the bat. And one thing we preach on this podcast, lastly, is to seek discomfort. So if it's something you're scared of doing, that's the indicator on how and why you should be doing it. So that's all for the takeaways. We're going to get right into this episode with Justin here in a minute. So stay tuned, get a notepad, whatever else you need to take proper notes and get all the information you can out of this jam-packed interview. Again, thank you guys so much for your support. And without further ado, here's Justin Caballero. How's it going, Real Talk fam? I just wanted to jump in here real quick before we start this new episode of Real Talk University with an offer that Christian and I have put together for you guys. Basically, as a thank you for listening and tuning into all of our episodes and supporting us along the way so far. So what we put together is the Podcast Blueprint ebook, which you'll have access to for free. Absolutely free. This is a downloadable PDF containing all the information, actionable steps, tips, resources, everything you need to launch your very own successful podcast in 30 days or less, exactly how Christian and I have done so. After reading our ebook, you'll be able to launch your own podcast today, book your dream guest for your interviews, and get ads and sponsors immediately. To claim your free copy today, visit the link at bit.ly/RTU ebook. That's bit.ly/RTU ebook. EBOOK. Get your free copy today before this offer expires. For sure, bro. So my name is Andre. I'm here with Christian, my co-host of Real Talk University, the podcast. Basically, we find people like you, entrepreneurs who are young, hustling, have had a lot of success, a lot of experience in the field of entrepreneurship that could share their stories and bring value to our college-based audience of entrepreneurs and aspiring innovators. So thank you so much, Justin, for coming on the show. And if you could just introduce yourself to those of the audience that might not know who you are.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you very much. Really appreciate you guys having me on. And yeah, so my name is Justin Caballero. A lot of people know me as J-Cab. That's actually my handle on IG, and that's kind of been my nickname my whole life. I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so kind of a smaller college town, kind of slow. Basically, everything there revolves around seafood, delicious yet very unhealthy food, and LSU football. That's basically what runs Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I now live in Florida back up a little bit. I went to college at University of Mississippi, so Ole Miss, spent 4 years there, studied real estate and finance, was in the fraternity, did the fraternity life and all that stuff. Then I moved to Tampa, Florida, started a real estate renovation business about 3 years ago called Total Property Solutions, opened that business up with my father. And then about 7 or 8 months ago, started a company called Social X, where we do entrepreneurial education events and really a lot of networking with that as well, which is probably where you guys found me. And then I'm in a virtual assistant staffing agency, and I'm also investing in an apartment. So got a bunch of different stuff going, but I guess that's kind of a brief overview, and we can dig in where you guys want to dig in.
Absolutely. So I just want to go into the real estate aspect. Like, what is it like starting out with a company brand new? Did you have to have a lot of upfront capital? What did you go about, like, gaining connections and getting your license and all that?
Yeah. So the license process for real estate is very easy. You can just take a little course. I mean, you can get a license within a few weeks. Again, like most formal education processes, most of the shit you learn is not applicable to real life at all. So you got to get in there, get your hands dirty. It's not like you just read a book and figure it all out. Of course, studying does help, but especially in the license process, there's a lot better real estate books than what you're actually going to learn going through getting a real estate license. So just keep that in mind if you do go down that real estate route. But as far as Total Property Solutions, our core focus is actually managing renovations nationwide for other people. So for large private equity firms, for investors who want to really, we're dealing with people who own like hundreds and hundreds or even thousands of houses or mortgages. So if they had a vacant property and they said, hey, I got this property in New Jersey, and I got another one in Florida, and I got another one in Dallas, Texas, you know, I want you to run this whole thing for me. So we'd go out there, we give people bids, typically have about five contractors on each job, and kind of manage that whole process spent a lot of money building good software to manage that business. And really, a lot of systems and processes are needed to manage renovations, especially at a high value. So because we were managing renovations for other people, no, we didn't have to have a lot of capital to get that going. Really just a lot of sweat equity to get that thing off the ground.
Right. That's awesome. And how were you able to bring awareness to the brand? Was it like a specific marketing term or a marketing tactic or like networking? I'm just knowing the right people.
For Total Property Solutions in particular, and then I own another, the apartment investing business is called 6-5 Capital. I have a different partner in that business. But for Total Property Solutions, I'm in that business with my father, and he's really the one who introduced me to real estate at a very young age. I would say in my early teens, started kind of following him around and working for him in the summers and stuff like that. But he had a lot of connections already in the mortgage industry because he buys and sells mortgage notes. And so we kind of started working for some of his contacts that he's built over the past 30 years or so. And there's also different conferences and stuff. So we were real big on going to conferences, getting that FaceTime, because I mean, you can cold call people, but sitting down, actually, you know, having a meal and having a couple of drinks with somebody is a lot different, a lot more laid back. You get to build that more one-on-one connection and relationship. So in this social media driven world, still try to bring that offline, all your relationships, I say, is very important.
Awesome. And you mentioned in your previous answer, just real estate books being more effective than college or online classes or whatever else it may be. What are some of those books that you'd recommend to those looking to get into real estate?
Yeah. So my first book, I actually have a bunch right here. Let me grab some. So my first book was Trump's Art of the Deal. This is Trump less, all political views aside, this is Trump books are very good. This is actually written by George Ross, which is like his attorney. Really got his hands a little more dirty and Trump kind of stayed more high level. Very practical book. Cardone's stupid simple, easy to read. Confessions of a Real Estate Entrepreneur. This is actually my favorite one. Very practical and he's very creative. There's another one called The Real Estate Game. And then I'm reading this right now, Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings. And then of course, the first one that you have to read that basically every real estate investor reads first is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that book changed my life. Have you guys read that one?
Yeah, I just said it right before you said it to Christian, just because, yeah, like you said, it's like the Bible of people that do this kind of stuff.
That was the first book that changed my life. I read when I was, looks like probably around your guys' age, about 19, 20 years old. And that totally shifted my mind from, you know, I was already dissatisfied with what I was doing in the formal education system. I just felt like it wasn't really pushing me enough and I wasn't gaining all the applicable tools and knowledge that I needed to be successful in the real business world. So I picked up Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. I don't know how I came across it. And then that book completely shifted my perspective and my mindset of, all right, I'm going all in on self-education. I can't rely on somebody else to give me the knowledge. Like I'm going to just dive in and figure out what I need to figure out.
Facts, bro. Yeah, that's so true. And just going back to real estate real quick, for like college students around our age, like 19, some of the things you'll hear excuses wise of like why they can't get into it is like money, time, not having the right connections. So like, how do you demystify that? And what are some of your tips for people looking to get a start in maybe buying and selling or buying and flipping apartments?
That's a great question. All right. So you know, I started working for I guess I'll just kind of tell you all my real estate experience. And that, I think me telling that story will show you a few different avenues where you can get involved, right? So I started working with my dad. All right, not everyone has a dad in real estate. So not everyone's walking in houses that your dad's flipping or whatever from a young age. So I started working for him in the summers. In college, again, working for my dad some summers. But then I also found a student housing real estate developer. And I started marketing his student housing complexes. So that's actually, I started working for a developer for about 3 years and he actually found me, believe it or not, on LinkedIn. So have a good LinkedIn profile. I was one of the only people at the time that had a good, legit LinkedIn profile. And I was like, this guy is the, you know, it showed a little bit of my real estate past experience, which wasn't a lot at the time. And then I had like social chair of Kappa Alpha Fraternity, which is the fraternity I was in. And I just had like a legit little profile and no one else did. So he reached out to me and then I ended up doing a good job for him, you know, always communicated very well with him, worked hard. and did a great job leasing his apartments. And I was making like 50 or 100 bucks per bedroom that I'd fill up. So I'd go to like, you know, the party or a bar in class, talk to the person next to me before class started. He's like, hey, where are you living next year? And I was making 50 or 100 bucks really easy, time and time again doing that. And so I leased up four of his apartment complexes doing that. He ended up hiring me full time. And he's a very successful real estate developer. So he just started teaching me everything. I would just, whenever, every time I got on the phone with him, just ask him a ton of questions, try to take up as much of his time as possible. And most of our phone calls ended up being an hour, hour and a half. And, you know, just learn a lot, ask a lot of questions. So, you know, find mentors. So who, what college town are you guys in right now?
It's called Binghamton, SUNY Binghamton. It's a state school in New York.
Okay. I would figure out who owns the most student housing real estate, if that's an avenue you're interested in getting into, because you have a circle of influence there, whether it be, you know, whatever your circle of friends are, you have a circle of influence already. So if you get them all in one location, boom. I mean, I used to stay up in my fraternity chapter and I leased up an entire complex within one meeting because I said, hey, this is where we're all going to live. It's going to be sweet. We're going to play beer pong together, whatever. Literally as easy as that. And I did the same thing at the sorority houses. I go to the sorority houses and say, all right, we're going to put all Kappa Deltas in this complex. We're going to put all Tri Deltas over here. It's great because you got this little porch, you know, sell it. But I did that very effectively. And then I ended up managing all four of his properties, helping him find new land. And now he's still a mentor today. I call him whenever I need help with something. So that's another avenue. And then another easy avenue to get involved in real estate is wholesaling. So I'm not an expert wholesaler. I'm in big real estate masterminds where there's tons of wholesalers. Excuse me. It's just not something that I ever got super interested in. But, you know, that's basically where you find a distressed property, you tie it up on a contract, you basically act like you're going to buy it, and then you bring, so you basically find a distressed seller, maybe they're behind on their mortgage payment, they're letting their grass, you know, start growing high, and you can just tell that there's some deferred maintenance on the property. Basically go knock on the door, say, hey, I buy houses, lock it up in a simple one-page contract, then go find a real estate investor, a local flipper, and say, hey, I got this property on contract. Don't tell them for however much. Maybe you got it for 100K, sell it to them for 115K, and you make the spread there.
Yeah, that's dope. And I feel like that's a really good strategy for college kids because you don't really need any startup money because you never actually take control of the deed. But I think real estate is definitely just a lucrative business, even if you want to do it passively. But I just want to shift into more of your mastermind experience because Andre and I have been like very interested in getting our brand out there with podcasting and stuff, because while it comes like second nature to us now, we feel like a lot of people that want to start a podcast just don't really know where to start. So where did you get the idea to start the mastermind, and then how has it impacted people?
Yeah, great question, man. So I've pretty much my entire life been like the social guy that whenever there's I always, just my entire life since I was probably 10 years old, been the guy throwing the events, whether it be birthday parties, keg parties in high school and college, crawfish boils, lake house, whatever. And, you know, as I got older and older, started getting really into personal development, self-development. Again, went back to, it all started with that Rich Dad Poor Dad book and just wanting to be successful. I started getting more and more into like, all right, I'm a businessman, I'm personal development, professional development, I want to network. I was missing that. So when I started Total Property Solutions, I was missing that social aspect of my life. I was 100% business, 0% play, 0% like networking outside of this little niche industry of renovating houses for private equity firms. So I was like, I got to fill this void. I'm not fulfilled. I'm not completely happy. And I kind of sat back and I reverse engineered my life. I said, if I die today, what would make my life not 100% fulfilled, not 100% happy? And that was really intense for me because I was making good money. I think I'd renovated like almost 200 houses at the time. And I was like, I got to figure this shit out. So I basically wrote out like a 2-3 page autobiography of my entire life, which has been a very emotional process. I highly suggest anyone listening to this write out like a 2-3 page biography, especially if you don't know what to do next in your life. and just circle and highlight the areas that you felt most energy, most passionate, most happy. And then there's a reason that you're feeling that during those times. And for me, it was always when I got good people together and through events or whatever. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to take the person who I am now and tie it back into these events. And that's how it kind of started SocialX. So really what SocialX is it's a, we throw events. We also have a mastermind, but it's really at the end of the day, it's all about empowering entrepreneurs, improving the education system, giving people the tools, resources, and network that they need to be successful.
Yeah, it's an awesome concept. And for anyone that isn't aware of it, definitely check it out. They host great events. Got a lot of cool speakers that, you know, obviously share their stories there. So what has been some of your biggest like learnings by like starting it up? Like how, or where have you found the most success in starting it like early on? Because you've done a lot so far since you started it, which has been impressive.
The biggest learning experience and then the most success. You know, success doesn't always come immediately. Like it almost never does. So I guess the biggest lesson that I want to impress on anybody is the power of taking imperfect action. So many people are paralyzed by fear, fear of the unknown, doubt, anxieties, and not having a clear vision of where it's going to be or where exactly you're going to take it. Don't let that stop you. You really just need to start taking action. You really only need to see one or two steps ahead. And then each couple steps you take, you're going to see farther and farther down the road. I think that's extremely important. And, you know, when I started SocialX, I had no plans to start a mastermind or anything like that. It kind of came out of necessity. I threw the event and people were like, well, I want more and more events. And I was like, well, I can't throw an event every freaking weekend, at least not right now. And which we actually are going to be doing here pretty soon. We're about to go on a little tour. But anyways, it's like, all right, we need to digitalize this community. We need to digitalize this education of bringing business owners in, of keeping this community growing, facilitating networking, facilitating relationships and opportunities and education. So that's how the mastermind was bred. But kind of tie that all back into it, you get better and better over time, but you have to take action. And you can really accelerate the learning curve and how fast you can get from point A to point B and how far you can go over time if, number one, you're passionate about what you're doing, because passion is extremely contagious. And if you're passionate about something, then it rubs off on other people and people want to help you push that vision. Number two is getting mentorship. I invest very heavily into mentors. I'm paying probably six figures a year right now on different mentorships, masterminds, et cetera, because the people in those groups and those mentors are gonna teach you a lot of stuff, and you're gonna avoid a lot of misturns and headaches. And then number three is get around the right people. So you guys are doing a great job. Obviously, like-minded guys, you're seeking education, you're reaching out to cool people that you can learn from. And you also have each other. So, you know, having people that can support you and help you get to the next level and actually want to see you win is very important, because when you shift your mindset and you're like, I want to be successful, I want to get to the next level, 99% of people don't think like that. So you're going to lose a lot of friends. And it's better to be alone than with negative influences. But at the same time, it's a lot better to be with positive influences that help propel you further. So mentorship, get around the right people, take imperfect action, all extremely important.
Yeah, that was massive value right there. And I think that doing a podcast with me and him has been like extremely beneficial, because like for me personally, when I get down or I like have a question about something, I go right to Andre. Just like shooting ideas off of each other, it just spreads positivity and makes you want to keep going, not give up, and things like that. So where did you originally prospect people to hop onto your mastermind? And then like, what value do you try to provide the people that join?
Where did I first prospect? So let's see, I guess I started going to entrepreneurial events. So I started there. I kind of built a Rolodex of people going to these type of events about 2 years before I started my own, and just built relationships. I had no agenda when I went there and met these people. but just started building a Rolodex, started building relationships, and would see some of the same people at different events. So those are the first people I called up. Honestly, video DM is extremely powerful. You could be surprised how many people you get in touch with by video DM, because like 94% of communication is tonality and body language. It's not actually the words you say. Only 6% of communication is the words you actually say. So take advantage of that other 94% of communication. Get in front of the freaking camera. Yeah, you're going to look, you're going to feel weird the first few times, but I do it all the time. I don't even second guess it anymore. You know, thinking back to it, I used to second guess myself and like re-record shit over and over again. Don't do that. Just reps, just like in the gym, whatever you get better, you know, whatever you do more, you're going to get better and better at, and you're going to have more confidence with. So video DMs is very effective. We actually have a bunch of different lead gen strategies. Actually, we just made like a free little lead gen course, no hidden agenda there. I'll give it to you and your audience if you want, but it's basically how one person can automate and delegate very easily a set of step-by-step tasks on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to hit 300 people per account per day. So you guys can each hit 600 people per day from your accounts. And in that little course, it shows you how to set up your branding, your messaging, and then the exact step-by-step strategies. Very effective. I'll definitely implement that yourself. And then we also, we did the, I think Jeremy Haynes calls it the Venus flytrap. So on Facebook and Instagram ads, we leveraged influencer marketing. So we got our speakers who already have big audiences and are well-known in entrepreneurial communities say, hey, I'm so excited for Social X, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be there. Get your ticket, swipe up, whatever. We took that. We cast it out back to hit their audiences and lookalike audiences and other people's audiences who have big entrepreneur followings like Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, etc. So we're getting it in front of all these people, especially people in Florida, because the first event was in Tampa. And then you retarget based on how long they watched that video and kind of just keep retargeting. So that's what we did there. And you hit them with different videos, different messages, etc.
Yeah, amazing value in that whole answer there. So lots to learn and take away from that. We're going to move into lightning round real quick just because you only have a few more minutes here. But appreciate all the value you've shared with our audience so far.
Yeah.
So the first question is, if you could have dinner with any three people, who would they be and why? And it's alive or dead.
Alive or dead. Okay. Man, what a great question. I've honestly never thought about that. All right, Gary Vee, because he is just absolutely crushing it. I got the opportunity to meet him in Ohio, and he's as cool as you think he would be. Definitely Gary Vee. He's just so on the cutting edge of what's to come, and like he sees clearly his A to Z of how he's going to buy the New York Jets, and I see exactly what he's doing, and it's going to work 100%, I believe. So Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, just because he's helped change my life, especially in the early stages. His knowledge of psychology and how people work is second to none, I would say. I don't want to be cliche and say Elon Musk, because those are like three really big name people. So I'm going to think of somebody else. My mom. She passed away for sure. It would definitely be 100%. I can't believe it. I even had to think about that. Definitely my mom. She passed away like 2 years ago. And that was a really, really low point in my life. I was like right when I guess it was almost 3 years ago now. It was like right when I started Total Property Solutions. And there's just, I feel like my goal was always to like buy my mom a house. Like right before I got to the point to where I could feasibly do that and like take care of her and take her on vacations and shit, she passed away. And that just kills me. So my vision for that is I want to build like a really badass beach condo one day down the road, maybe within the next decade or so on the next upswing of the real estate cycle, and probably name it after her. So yeah, those would be my three.
That's great, man. And I know she'd be proud of you. You're killing it. So don't even have to worry about that. But I just want to touch on Gary Vee quick, because we actually got to do an interview in his office with one of his employees over the summer.
Nice. Which one?
His name's Joshua Ordonez. He was...
Yeah, I know him.
Really? Yeah, he's doing the Empathy Wine. So we got to interview in Gary's office and tour Vayner, and it was just dope. Like, I couldn't even imagine working there.
Yeah. So you had a really good team, man. You could tell just the quality of people. You can always tell about a leader by looking at their people that are following.
100%. Yep. All right. So next, this is very applicable to our audience. If you were in college right now, what would be one side hustle you would start and why? Obviously real estate, but is there anything else that you would point to?
Besides real estate, you said?
Yeah, because that's obviously going to be your answer. We ask everyone this, but we...
Yeah, I mean, real estate, I'll touch on real estate and then I'll give a different one. But real estate is the best way to build long-term wealth, in my opinion. If you look at how to create the most millionaires, you can make it pretty freaking passive where you're just managing property managers. And it's just, it's a sure bet on how to build long-term wealth. So you need, I believe everyone needs to start learning about real estate, how to invest in it and how to add value to real estate. All right, but a different side hustle. You know, there's still a ton of businesses that don't know much about social media marketing. That's a little played out. And unless you can really pinpoint the revenue drivers in a particular business, it could be a real time crunch and time issue. Unless you get really good at Facebook ads. So I don't want to use that one. Man, I used to throw parties. That was my side hustle. I would get a bunch of buses and I would charge everyone like $50 a head. And we would go to like the Memphis Grizzlies game and they would charge me like $30 a ticket or whatever. And I would just take like 10, 20 bucks profit each time I like threw a party. So that was a fun side hustle. And I got to meet a lot of girls doing that and have fun with the boys, you know. That's a good college side hustle. Maybe not the most mature, but I mean, we're talking about college here. So. Another good side hustle, I feel like the drop shipping thing, everyone's just kind of selling the pipe dream there. I'm sure you guys have seen some semi-famous entrepreneurs blow up in flames recently with that. Dude, there's so much opportunity. I think not just one, I mean, just it really comes back to whatever interests you, right? Don't just get into something because you think it's going to make you a lot of money. Do not do that. I'm telling you, going back to the passion thing I was talking about earlier, there's a reason you're pulled and drawn to certain things. And yeah, you may try it and be like, you know what? I thought I was going to like that, but I didn't. I thought I was going to like accounting because everyone was telling me how great accounting was. I went toward PwC in Dallas. And I got an offer to go join them. And I was like, wait, this is a trap. I'm not getting into this. Yeah. But just try different things and you'll figure it out. You know, if you don't have like that one thing that's really pulling you, maybe it's just a small itch, scratch that itch. And then you might figure out, hey, I don't like it, drop it. Or, hey, I really do like it. And then just double down on it. So really easy things, you know, social media marketing, you can do drop shipping, selling on Amazon, I know is a big one right now. And then I would really just try to find the best mentors as possible in whatever industry that you think you would like, whether it be real estate, whether it be e-commerce, whether it be, you know, a physical goods store, you know, in town.
Fact. Yeah, that's a great way to end the interview. I know it's 4:30, so we'll let you go. But definitely, or 2:30, well. Yeah. So we'll definitely stay in touch. And let us know if we could do anything for you. And real quick before you go, you could just let our audience know where they could find you and kind of follow along with your story and get more involved with what you do. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I appreciate you you guys having me on again. Really enjoyed connecting with you guys. Let's definitely stay in touch. You can follow me on Instagram. It's going to be the easiest way to probably get a hold of me. My handle is @jcab, so @JCAB as in boy. Just shoot me a DM, and you know, if you guys need anything, definitely reach out. Don't be strangers.
Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.